News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now let's turn back to those tsunami warnings across the Pacific coast. A powerful 8.8 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Russia's Far East in the early hours of the morning. So we've got tsunami fears across the Pacific, warnings and alerts in places across Japan, parts of the US, including Hawaii, California, Alaska, and the Philippines. Jonathan, I'm just looking here at some developing news on that. Almost 2 million people are told to evacuate in Japan, are under evacuation orders, under the orders of the country's fire and disaster management agency.
It's quite a significant event because of the level of warning that's out there because of the strength of the earthquake, Shane.
Yeah, it is. I think it was the third or fourth highest earthquake recorded, your guest at 7 o'clock said. We're joined by Malika Dudley, a meteorologist and former Miss Hawaii. Malika, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Firstly, bring us up to speed on what's happening in Hawaii.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me on. Well, a little before 1:45 p.m. Hawaii time, right now it's 9:10 p.m. to give you an idea, a tsunami watch was issued. About an hour later, it was upgraded to a warning for the entire state. And we are a number of different islands. Every island has a coastline in it. So we have tsunami evacuation zones all around the entire coastline of every single island, including Waikiki, of course, and numerous areas with high concentrations of tourists. Sirens were coordinated with emergency alert systems on cell phones. So we did have sirens going off every hour from 4:10 p.m. Up until the first waves were expected, which at the time was 7:10 p.m. All the counties had text alerts going. And I think this really was a result of us going through the Maui fires and a lot of things being updated and upgraded. So as far as the ability to get the information out, this was a very clean, coordinated effort. The only thing that could have been done better is the traffic was a real issue. A lot of our islands only have one main roadway. Mm-hmm. So, for example, here on the island of Kauai, where I live, Hanalei, which is the northern part of the island, all the way to the southwest part of the island, there's one main road that connects it, and you need to drive through evacuation zones in order to get to the other side. So my husband lives, my husband works on the North Shore. We live on the South side, and he needed to drive through multiple evacuation zones just to get home. And traffic was at a standstill. We had traffic at a standstill in Waikiki, in Kihei on the island of Maui, Lahaina on Maui, Kapa'a on Kauai, in Hilo along the Keaukaha coastline. They had to close down the Hilo airport. They were evacuating people through the airport. Currently, Hilo Airport is still closed. Maui Airport is closed. So also impacts to people flying in and out of the state. I was supposed to be on a plane, actually, and I ended up changing my flight, but it was eventually canceled. So it's going to be a mess tomorrow trying to figure all of that out. Boats needed to go out to sea. So that was an interesting sight to see all of these boats out in the open ocean, just waiting for the tsunami waves to move on by and for the all clear, which we have not gotten yet, for the all clear to be released, that they can come back. Our evacuation centers had to open because a lot of tourists had nowhere to go. I think they were well versed, or at least the hotels have gone through it and they're well versed. And so they were good at letting our visitors know that you can evacuate vertically and that is safe, you know,
okay.
Fourth floor or higher.
I'm just looking at a statement from your governor, Josh Green, the governor of Hawaii, saying there had not been a wave of consequence as of yet hitting the mm-hmm. state, but he did say it would be several hours until authorities mm-hmm. would be able to give the all clear. What's the mood like in Hawaii? I'm assuming there must have been a little bit of fear and panic at the beginning.
Yes, I think the majority of the, you know, quote unquote, fear and panic was at our hotels and with our visitors. You know, they're visiting, they don't know the island. So I got a lot of Instagram messages, for example, from people, I'm stuck in traffic, should I just walk? You know, and people panicking. And I just told them, you know what, just let the everything progress, because they are trying to get traffic through, you know, the officials are trying to keep everyone safe. So just follow instructions. So I think the most of the panic, if you will, was from our visitors. Most of our locals know exactly where to go to get their information. They know exactly where to go in order to evacuate. In fact, in my neighborhood, up at the top of my neighborhood, you can see the ocean, and there were 25 cars parked, and it was all locals that were waiting and watching to see the tsunami. I went up there and interviewed a few of them, and I told them, you know, I'm sorry, but from here, you're probably not going to see anything, but thank goodness you're in a safe area. So, you know, as far as the locals go, pretty relaxed, pretty relaxed.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, stay safe. And hopefully things do pass without major incident. But thank you indeed for talking to us. Malika Dudley, their meteorologist, former Miss Hawaii. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.